Hey there, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I'm a child of a decade long gone, and I've always identified as a nerd, even before it was cool. Back in the day, before the internet was where we spent all of our time, being a bookworm, having a passion for the written word and all of its paperback glory was synonymous with nerddom. I remember one of my favorite places to spend time growing up was in the library. Before barcodes and scanners, back when there was an actual index card in the back of the book where you would write your name to check it out, you know, we had to know the Dewey Decimal System. If you're like me, you can already smell that library book smell, and you know the joy of checking out way too many books, and you're never going to finish reading them before the due date, including one or two that you've already read like five times, but you just love diving into them again and again. In all my days of reading, there was always something, a peculiar little thing that would pop up from time to time, and I always found it interesting and humorous in books when I would see it. It was a page with no story, no illustration, seemingly inserted out of place like a printing error almost, with nothing on it except for the words, "This page intentionally left blank." The publishers wanted to let me, the constant reader, know that it's okay. We can read forward without fear of missing important narrative due to some printing error or inadvertent omission. And in the rare moments when I would actually see that in a book, instead of pondering what I was missing, I would actually kind of take a little bit of a pride that it was all part of the plan and the book was gently guiding me to turn the page. In our own lives, we go through seasons where it feels like we might be missing pages, where we wonder if the story is moving on and we've been left behind. Sometimes things happen that don't go our way, and we feel unimportant, overlooked, or counted out. But God would have you know that even in those moments in your life when it feels like your tale has come to an untimely end, you're not done yet. In Romans 8:28, the Bible tells us that God causes all things to work together for good for those who love Him and for those who are called according to His purpose. Philippians 1:6 says, "I am sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus." And Hebrews 12 says that He is not only author, but He is also the finisher of our faith. So, if you find yourself on a blank page in your life's story right now, if you find yourself pondering, weak and weary, wondering if this narrative will ever resolve, that's not the way it is with the tales that really matter, the ones that stay in your mind. Trust the great storyteller, the one who invited us into his adventure, that this season is not one of hopelessness and finality, that it may have simply been intentionally left blank. And in faith and hope, it's up to us to turn the page. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, hit the subscribe button and come on over and join the discussion on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.